Right.
The Military Committee for Free Ireland is now... what's the word?
Bollocks.
In session. That's the word. We have a major decision to make tonight.
What about some action, Connor? Cut to the chase.
Yeah, come on. Connor.
Okay, we'll take a vote in a moment. The motion is, should we or should we not assassinate the president? Brendan Gogarty.
He's got to go.
All right, Jerry, but first let's record the facts. We have to do it properly. Who's taking the minutes?
The tape's running. Get on with it.
Yeah. Okay. After we were kicked out of the euro in 2015, we had 5 years without a currency and living by barter. And Joe Devlin was the man who made that work. Joe Devlin. A true hero, all right. It was tough, but fair. Then Brendan Gogarty comes along with his punt new and gives everyone in the land 500 each. We thought we were rich. Joe Devlin was against it, but we shouted him down and Brendan Gogarty threw him in jail to shut him up. Well, it didn't take long before it was 100 punt newer for a loaf of bread. Talk about inflation. There were all those protests up and down the country. Gogarty's paramilitaries put those down, all right. Brutal they were. We've got the scars to show for it. Then he declares a state of emergency and closes the Dáil. We're living in a dictatorship. Yeah. Brendan Gogarty has stolen our country.
Take a vote. Put it to the vote, Connor.
Okay, Jerry. Those in favour of assassinating Brendan Gogarty say aye.
Aye!
Anyone against? No? No one? Unanimous.
I nominate Connor to do the job.
Thank you, Jerry, but I'm not much of a shot being short-sighted. I'm more of an organiser.
Connor, you're our leader. Hey, you deserve the honour. Those in favour of Connor doing the business.
Aye.
Look, everyone, congratulations, Connor.
Come on, Connor.
Brendan Gogarty, President of Ireland, make this toast to old friends.
To old friends.
To my great friend Joe Devlin and his lovely wife Anya.
Thank you very much.
And my own dear wife Hillary. We have survived,
we four.
And dare I say, prospered.
Some of us have.
There is fine wine in these glasses and good food on the table.
Delicious.
In all modesty, I think I can say that I have led our country out of the abyss and into, if not plenitude, at least into a certain stability. I have steadied the ship.
Do you have any idea how pompous you sound? It's just us. Anya, Joe and me. Now, let's be frank and honest for once. It's been a disaster, you running the country.
That is unfair, Hillary, and deeply wounding. But put my stewardship to one side and let's celebrate the good things, even the great things we four have achieved.
Oh, God.
After the economic collapse in 2008, remember how we devised that scheme to force the property developers to invest their money back into Irish business?
Since we're being honest, Brendan, we actually kind of blackmailed them.
Well... Anya, it got the economy going again.
Yeah, for a couple of years. But the debts kept piling up. And we were tossed out of the euro.
A day of ignominy, Joe.
But for a few precious years, we lived by barter without a currency. And it worked.
Wow.
To each according to his needs, from each according to his abilities. The aim of communism is to eliminate the need for money, which is what we did. By accident, we were the first society to practice pure communism. It's kind of paradise.
Oh, Joe, don't romanticise it.
Well, sure, it was tough and frugal, but fair and just.
It was awful. We couldn't import anything. No oil, so no electricity. So no TV. No Hello magazine. We were living on cabbage and potatoes. No hair colouring. So a million of wee blondes went back to humiliating mouths.
And no cigarettes. No dishwashers. It was hideous.
Well, now look at your punt, Nua. 50 for a bottle of milk. You've dumped us back into the madness of capitalism, Brendan. I should never have come here tonight.
I shouldn't. Don't let's squabble. This was supposed to be a nice dinner with old friends for Joe's birthday.
Old Fireworks! I love fireworks. I'm going to look out of the window.
Sit down, Hillary. That's gunfire.
There's an awful lot of unrest.
Well, not everyone is happy about you being Taoiseach and President, Brendan.
Just to save money, no advantage to me. Bigger workload.
Well, I have to say, it's quite comfortable living here in the Phoenix Park.
You're more comfortable than the homeless who actually do live in the Phoenix Park, not in the palace in the park.
Would you stop? Don't be bitter.
Dismissing Parliament must save quite a bit, too.
The Emergency Council is doing such a good job that it makes democracy seem so antiquated and old-fashioned and, as you say, expensive.
You may have gone a step too far, Brendan, selling the County Cork to the Chinese.
Yeah.
Well, they'd already bought the County Kerry. Cork kind of rounds off the southern tip. It's tidy.
Well, hey, Brendan, think of the men who gave their lives fighting for our freedom from the British. What would they think of us giving up our sovereignty to the Chinese?
Joe, this is realpolitik, not your woolly Marxism. It was a bailout, a dig out. They bailed us out. They took over our sovereign debt and allowed us to hold up our heads again in the family of nations.
You sold us out. You grabbed power for yourself.
A national emergency, Joe. I had to stabilize the situation.
Oh, I don't want to argue. I don't want to argue. I'm past all that. I read a lot of philosophy in prison. Plato, Kant, Schopenhauer.
Yeah, when he said Schopenhauer, I thought he was saying shop and how, so I did.
I read them all, the philosophers, and I came to the conclusion that there is no point to life. We're here by chance. No point. It's meaningless.
Of course there's a point, Joe. God is testing us. Life is preparing us for a place in heaven. You had a nervous breakdown. It'll all look different when you're better.
Don't patronize me, Anya. No. We're here by accident. We're an accident waiting to happen.
No, Joe. You're a good man, and Jesus has a place waiting for you.
When we die, that's it. Oblivion. Blessed oblivion. Blackness. Shadows.
You're wrong, Joe. Hillary, you don't believe that, do you? What's your idea of heaven?
Oh, all I want is a perfect beach all to myself. Peace and quiet. No kids throwing sand in my face. No fat tourists. Just the sun and the sound of the sea.
Brendan, what do you think heaven would be like?
Well, as a man of some distinction myself, I would expect to meet men and women, of course, of like status. People who have achieved greatness. Einstein, Darwin, Lincoln, Churchill, Shakespeare, Charlie Harvey. Who the hell are you?
I am a suicide bomber assigned to the assassination of Brendan Gogarty, and this is a bomb strapped to my body.
Oh, well, don't let it go off now. You don't want to kill innocent bystanders, do you?
Who are you? And how innocent are you?
She's my wife.
Guilty by association.
His wife, yes, but about to be divorced. And I despise him for selling lovely Cork. Can I go?
And you... What are you doing here?
Joe Devlin, you can blow me up with Brendan. I've had enough.
Joe Devlin? The Joe Devlin? You're the hero of our cause.
How can you want to die, Joe, and abandon me, the woman who loves you?
I couldn't blow up Joe Devlin. It's more than my life's worth.
Well, you're coming with us, aren't you? I mean, you are the suicide bomber.
Gods, where are the gods?
They all ran off when they saw the bomb.
Oh, Anya and I will just... slip away.
Nobody's going anywhere. You've got me all confused. I should have set it off right away. Now I've got to know you. It's not so easy. It's like jumping into the 40-foot on Stevens' day. If you don't do it right away, you stand there shivering for ages.
You are shivering.
Trembling, more like. In a blue funk. He won't do it.
I am not in a funk! I am going to start counting, and when I get to 10,
no.
I will pull this tab.
No, please.
One.
No.
Two. Three.
Wait. What if I go back with you and tell them that I stopped you and that you were more than ready to do it?
You would do that for me? Joe Devlin would do that for me?
Certainly.
Anya, let's sneak away.
No! Everyone stays! What about the president, Joe? He must die.
We can deal with that later. Let me see if I can defuse this bomb. Just keep still. Keep very still. Look straight forward.
There's a timer on it in case I lose my nerve.
A timer? What time? What time?
9 p.m.
9? What time is it now?
About 3 minutes to...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, Joe. Can you do it?
Hold on. I just got to disarm the detonator without activating it.
You've got 2 minutes, Joe.
I'm almost there. Don't move. What's your name?
Connor.
Where does this wire go? Well, Connor, why did you volunteer for this?
I've always been a nerd. And when they gave me this chance to be a hero, girls who'd never looked at me before were jumping into my bed. Guys were falling over themselves to buy me drinks.
Connor, keep still. I'm nearly there.
So I've got to do it. I couldn't go back and face them if I didn't. I'm going to count to 10.
Oh, no, stop.
No, stop. Why 10? At least count to 30. Give us a chance to pray or something.
Connor,
please,
don't.
Please.
I'm almost there. I'll come back to you. I'll explain. It'll be fine. Relax. Just take your finger away from that tab. Take it away. Good man. That's good.
I'm a coward. I don't want to die.
I think I've done it. Yes.
Oh.
We're safe.
Oh,
well done, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Oh, shit. Sorry, I pulled the wrong tab.
Joe, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Anya.
Where are you, Joe?
It's dark, so dark.
You sound as if you're walking or marching. Are there lots of you?
Shadows.
Shadows?
I'm not here. Only my shadow.
Where are you going?
I don't know. But we're going there together. All the shadows. We have to keep going.
Are they nice? The others?
There are no voices. Just shadows.
Oh, Joe. It sounds awful.
Where are you, Anya?
It's so beautiful here. It's like a church. Well, more like a cathedral. It's huge. It makes St. Peter's look like a toy. And you should see, well, you can't see in that terrible place, but the stained glass here is amazing. It moves. I mean, it's alive, kind of like a cartoon. There's Jesus on the cross and his hands are bleeding. And the blood actually comes out of the stained glass and drips into these buckets. I wish you could see it, Joe.
Any sign of God?
I don't know. I'll ask. Let me see if I can find someone. There's lots of angels, but they're all flying and flitting up in the dome like swallows. Excuse me? Someone? Anyone? Oh, there's a priest. Hello, Father. Could you tell me? He walked right through me. I don't think he could see me, Joe. Joe?
Yes?
Can you feel anything? Pain?
No. No pain. And you?
No. Nothing. Well, yes, I feel, I suppose, a kind of joy. There's so much light, golden light. It's like everything is made of light.
It's pitch dark here, but and it defies the laws of physics. I can see clearly.
What can you see?
There's nothing to see.
So how do you know you're seeing it?
I don't know. There are no photons of light and no retinas to receive them. Yet I have a clear view of nothingness.
That sounds complicated.
What happened to Brandon and Hillary?
There's so much to see here. I'd forgotten all about them. We were having dinner with them. And then what happened?
And then we came here.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad I came.
I've tried to call Brandon. It seems we're able to talk to each other, at least for the moment. Brandon, Gogarty, can you hear me? Joe Devlin here, down among the shadows.
Hello, Joe.
Where are you, Brandon?
Well, as expected, I am up here among the elite. And very salubrious it is, too.
What kind of place is it?
It's hard to say if this is a building or the outdoors. Is that the sky or the ceiling? Hard to say. Lot of people. All the greats are here. I just saw your pal Schopenhauer. Everyone is strolling about in pairs, mostly. Talking.
A revolution is impossible without a revolutionary situation.
Oh, here comes Nietzsche and Wagner. Let me try to listen in. Nietzsche is saying, God is taught. God is taught. What does that mean, Joe? You know some German.
It means God is dead. What does Wagner say?
He doesn't speak. Just chords of music come out of his mouth. Can you hear it?
Wagner, Gott ist tot. Gott ist tot. Gott ist tot. Gott ist tot. Gott ist tot.
Now that's from the Gotterdammerung.
Joe, don't use that kind of language here.
What are they wearing?
Oh, you know, togas and sort of flimsy gowns, nightgowns, I would say. Where are you, Joe?
In the shadows, walking the dark road.
That sounds nasty. Let me see if I can wangle you a transfer. I'm sure I'll have some influence here.
Don't trouble yourself, Brendan. What you're experiencing is a projection of your mind in the moment of death. Wishful thinking. You'll end up down here with me soon enough.
No, Joe, I want to help you. I do.
Have you heard from Hillary?
No, and I don't want to after what she said at that dinner, despising me and wanting a divorce. Then something happened. What happened exactly?
We were blown up.
Ah, yes. Well, I'll try to get you out of there. I think I owe you something, Joe.
Don't trouble yourself. There's no point.
I may have wronged you, Joe. You've pricked my conscience.
Thus, conscience maketh cowards of us all.
Who said that?
Wow. Can you believe it? That was Shakespeare himself. Excuse me, sir. William, could I have a word?
You are a poor player, Brendan Gogarty, that struts and frets your hour upon the stage, then is heard no more. Begone to the nether regions.
With respect, sir, I believe I have earned the right to be here.
Out! Out, brief candle!
I'm not a candle. Sir, please, wait! Let me make my case. It's gone.
Is that what they do up there? Keep quoting themselves.
Joe, can you hear me?
Yes?
I'm so upset. I wanted to take communion, but when I got to the altar, the chalice was... Well, it wasn't wine. It was real blood, and the host...
Not a wafer?
No. It looked like tiny cubes of fillet steak. I couldn't do it. I couldn't.
But you always believed in transubstantiation, that it really was the body and blood of Christ, not just symbolic like the prodigal claim.
But Joe, when you come face to face with it, well, I don't know what to think.
Sorry, Anya, I got to go. I have to catch up with the others. I've fallen back talking to you. If you drop behind, you can get picked off.
Picked off? How? I don't understand. Is it like when Peter Pan went to see Wendy and the window closed and cut off his shadow and they rolled it up and put it in a drawer?
I've got to keep going.
Do you have to be somewhere on time?
It's like when we were on a long car journey and you'd want to stop for tea, but I always insisted that we keep going even though it didn't matter what time we arrived. It's like that. I can't stop. We have to keep going.
Where to?
All the way. To the end. If there is an end.
Hello, Anya.
Oh, Joe. Guess what? An angel just came down and sat on my shoulder. He is so light and he tickles like a feather.
Ask him. Ask him about God.
Okay. Sir? Angel? Is it possible to see, you know, God at all?
Oh, what a silly question. Didn't they teach you that God is everywhere, even within you?
What I mean is, could I ask him a question?
What kind of question?
Ask him, God, do you exist? And if he doesn't answer, we can take that as a no. He doesn't.
You are completely missing the point.
So what is the point?
He's just flown up to the dome, laughing his head off. Well, I'll let you go, Joe. Now, try and get in touch with Hillary. Can you hear me? Hillary? Hello? Anya here. Hillary? Where are you?
Hello, Anya. I'm on this fabulous beach lying under an umbrella, and thank God, if it was God who arranged this so nicely, I am alone, the whole beach to myself. It's heaven. No water skiers, no fat tourists. It's just so restful. The only thing missing is sunscreen, but
Perhaps you don't burn in the afterlife. Well, not unless you're in hell. Where are you, Anya?
I'm in a lovely church.
Well, why not come over for a swim?
I'll ask, if that's allowed.
Joe, Brendan calling. I'm on your case, Joe. I'm arguing that you actually made communism work in Ireland, and so you deserve to be here. I have to go and plead your case in front of the Communist Committee.
Who's on the committee?
Marx, Lenin, and Engels.
Marx and Lenin?
And Engels.
Oh, I'd like to meet them. It's very tempting.
Who the hell was Engels, Joe?
Engels? He wrote the Communist Manifesto with Karl Marx. He was the main man. It was his ideas that got Marx going. He loved good food and wine. Someone said that he beheaded more bottles of champagne than Stalin killed comrades.
Right, thanks. I'll let you know how it goes.
Hillary! Anya calling. I asked one of the angels and he looked it up and apparently you wanted to have the beach to yourself, so no visitors.
Oh, that's ridiculous, taking it so literally. Anyway, I'm not entirely alone. This very beautiful black guy appears each morning to sweep the sand. His back is all sweaty and his muscles ripple as he sweeps, and I think I've fallen in love with him, but he completely ignores me.
Brendan here, Joe. I don't know where to find the committee. I've been told to follow the music. But what music? Ah, there it is. Keep the red flag flying. I'm a very accomplished public speaker, as you know, Joe, but I'm a little nervous about appearing before this notorious trio. Oh, here's someone. He's smoking a cigar. Oh, my God, it's Winston Churchill. Sir? Sir Winston? Can you help me? I have to go before the Communist Committee to help a friend. Do you have any advice? I mean, you had a lot of dealings with them in your time.
They're a riddle wrapped in an enigma inside a mystery. I think I got that wrong the round way, but you see what I mean.
Yes, but it's not much help.
Brendan! Help me. I'm stuck. I can't move.
Oh, you need my help, Hillary. I think an apology is in order.
Oh, you mean what I said to the suicide bomber? Oh, sorry, Brendan. I didn't mean it. I panicked. You know I love you. Help.
Sorry, Hillary. I've got my hands full at the moment. Oh, there they are. Joe. What is dialectical materialism? It's gone right out of my head. Quick, in a word.
It's the paradox. Why do some have and most have not?
Got it. Thanks.
Anya! It's Hillary. Can you hear me?
Yes, Hillary, I can.
Something weird has happened.
What is it?
Well, I dozed off for a moment, and when I woke up, I just knew something was wrong. I couldn't hear the waves lapping on the sand, and the sea has stopped moving, and the sun is stuck in the same place in the sky. I'm in a kind of freeze frame, and I can't move, even my mouth, and Brendan couldn't care less.
How are you talking if you can't move your mouth?
I'm sending this straight from my brain. Don't ask me how.
Oh, dear. I am sorry.
I need help, Anya. You're on the side of the angels. Do something.
I'll try. Maybe I can, because they've just given me my wings. I'm learning to fly.
Bully for you. You're flitting around up there and I'm stuck down here.
I'll have a go. Oops. I've just collided with an angel. He just smiled at me. So gracious.
Shake hands, Mr. Gogarty. I'm Fred Ingalls. Would you like a glass of champagne?
Well, yes.
So would I, but there isn't any up here.
Karl Marx, Mr. Gogarty, would you agree that money is accumulated labor?
I understand that was true in your day, Herr Marx, but it doesn't apply today because robots do most of the work.
My doctrines are true for all time.
There you are. That was our weakness. Too rigid. Our doctrines became like the religion we despised. No flexibility. I'm Lenin, Mr. Gogarty.
You betrayed me, Lenin.
Oh, shut up, Karl.
Mr. Lenin, as a leader myself, I'm a great fan of what you achieved, and so I went to see your remains in the Kremlin. I had to queue for 3 hours, but it wasn't you. It was just a wax dummy.
Yes, I was badly embalmed and started to stink, so they refrigerated the tomb. The joke was that it was the only air-conditioned room in Moscow. Didn't work. So they took me out of there and put in that ridiculous wax thing. Humiliating. What do you want?
I have a dialectical paradox I would ask you to resolve concerning my friend Joe Devlin. I think he should be here with us, not down among the dead men.
We know all about Joe Devlin's noble attempt to espouse communist principles in your little Ireland.
Yeah, we followed the experiment closely. But can you assure us that the other important tenet of our doctrine was also falling into place?
What was that?
We predicted that once money had been dispensed with, government would wither away of its own accord.
Yes, in a way, I suppose it did. The deputies stopped turning up at the Dáil.
Dáil?
That's our parliament. And since the civil servants weren't being paid, they stopped working.
You see, it could have worked. We would have been vindicated, but you, Mr. Gogarty, chose to destroy it. Tragic.
If that was pure communism, I can promise you, you wouldn't have liked it. Especially Mr. Engels, with his gourmet tastes, would not have enjoyed a diet of potatoes and cabbage.
Mr. Gogarty, would you agree that you are an unreconstructed capitalist running dog who willfully destroyed Joe Devlin's unique experiment?
Hang on there. Don't I deserve credit for sticking up for Joe?
I'll tell you what you deserve. You deserve to be sent to the gulag. But they don't have one here. So, we sentence you to change places with Joe Devlin. All agreed, Karl, Fred?
Ja, richtig, bestimmt.
You will take his place in the shadows.
That is so unfair.
Here comes Shakespeare. Got a quote for the occasion, Will?
Life's but a walking shadow.
How's that, Herr Marx?
Very apt.
What a depressing bunch of vindictive losers you are. And you, Shakespeare, wandering around with your bon mots. Who are you looking for? The lad who wrote your plays?
That lie will follow me to the last syllable of recorded time.
Oh, hell. I'm a shadow. Where are you, Joe?
I'm up here where you were. Wow, there they are. Marx, Lenin, and Engels.
Who the hell was Engels? I've forgotten already.
Well, nobody remembers Engels.
Fred Engels, Joe. It was all my idea, you know, communism. But Engelism doesn't have the same ring as Marxism, does it? Anyway, it didn't work. Let him take the blame.
I believed in it.
Yes, we believed. It was our religion. When we got rid of God, we needed something to take his place. Or her place, as Mrs. Pankhurst insists.
It wasn't much fun, was it?
No. Did you ever meet a Marxist with a sense of humor?
I want to thank you for getting me up from the shadows. I'm overwhelmed. I hate to sound like a gushing fan, but wow. You guys gave the world hope for something better than capitalism and all its cruelties.
We salute your achievements.
So, Mr. Devlin, tell us how you achieved this brief moment of pure communism. You had to enforce it, yes?
No, just happened. No currency, so we gave what we could and took what we needed.
But the nature of man is selfish and brutish. An element of compulsion is necessary. It takes generations to purge these tendencies.
It was hard, but most people saw it was fair.
Impossible. Force is essential.
Could that be why you failed, Herr Engels?
We thought bread and circus would be enough, but no. The Russian peasant needed a kick up the arse and a pistol to his head to be a good communist.
The lumpen proletariat, Mr. Devlin, I despair of them. Unworthy of our theory.
I liked the people I was helping, Mr. Lenin.
Liked?
I'm not giving up, Joe. I shall push my way to the front. These shadows need a leader. someone to take them in a different, more positive direction going forward.
For years to teach the children and the
oh, look, there's Immanuel Kant. Herr Kant, I'm sorry to put it so bluntly, but is there a God? As an atheist, I'd be very surprised if there was.
Have you read my book, The Critique of Pure Reason?
I tried. I'm afraid I found it hard going.
If you had persisted, you would have found your answer.
Really?
Using absolute logic, I was able to prove that God does exist.
You did?
And, employing the same pure reason, I was able to prove that God does not exist.
You're completely useless. You can take your pure reason and shove
before
it up...
Before you erroneously complete that sentence, Mr. Devon, I can inform you that there are no anal orifices up here.
Forgive my rudeness, sir. I'm sorry. It's my first day here. Perhaps the God question can't be settled that quickly.
Your first day? You can pack a lot into a single day. Did you read my book, Ulysses?
Well, I know.
Like everybody else, you started it, read 100 pages, and then flipped to the end to catch Molly Bloom saying, yes, yes, yes...
But I loved your book, The Dead. Especially when Angelica Houston sings.
Ah, the movies. They killed the novel, all right.
But you had your own cinema, didn't you?
Oh, certainly. If you can't beat them, join them.
Do you ever see Beckett up here at all, Mr. Joyce? He was your secretary, wasn't he, in Paris?
Beckett? No, he's down there with the dead, the shadows. What's on his plays for them to cheer them up? Or make them more miserable, I hear.
Hillary, it's me again, Anya. Are you still in freeze frame?
Yes, it's awful. It's deadly. Is it death? Is this it?
I've asked one of the angels if they could help you. Actually, he turned out to be an archangel. Gabriel, in fact. The archangel. He said he would help you if I could name all the archangels. Well, I could. It was my party piece. The seven dwarfs and the seven archangels. Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, Uriel, Reguel, Remiel and Saraquel. The seven archangels and the seven dwarfs. I can name them all.
Oh, well done, Anya. So, did it work?
He said being here is like being in a movie. That's why we don't have to eat or feel pain or anything, you know? You know when you're watching an old movie and you realise that all the actors are dead... Yet they look so young and full of life.
So what?
So that's us. He's going to rewind you every time you hit freeze frame.
Oh, God. It's Groundhog Day.
I thought you wanted it to be perfect and unchanging.
Well, yes. Oh, the sea's moving again. Oh, thank you, Anya. Thank you so much. Give Archie a kiss from me. And guess what? The black guy is back. He's walking over to me. He's smiling. He is very close. Goodbye, Anya.
Goodbye, Hillary. Joe. Look up. It's me.
Where?
I'm flying towards you.
Where did you get those wings?
You have to be worthy. Then you get them.
Hello, Angel.
They let me visit you.
Can you come down to me?
No. It's only a flying visit.
How did you get away with that?
Love, Joe. Love conquers all. If you have enough of it, you can do anything.
Did you find God?
Why are you atheists so obsessed with God? Just look within.
I have looked within. Searched everywhere, right down to my toes. No sign of him.
All you need is love. All you need is love.
do, 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 do. All you need is love, love. Love is all you need. Say you love me, Joe.
You know I do.
Well, say it.
I can't. You're too far away up there. I'm not going to shout out in front of all these geniuses. They're all watching.
Oh, say it, Joe, or I'm going to crash.
The words won't come out. They're stuck in my gullet.
I'm falling.
I can't.
Yes, you can. Try.
Okay, okay, I love you. I love you.
At last. I was losing altitude there. Goodbye, Joe. I love you too.
Goodbye, Anya. Will I ever see you again? Oh, here comes Shakespeare.
Parting is such sweet sorrow, Joe, that you should say goodbye till it be morrow.
Goodbye, Anya.
Goodbye, dear Joe. Goodbye.
The committee did not raise you up from the shadows for this sentimental banality.
Comrade Lennon, give me a break. Loosen up, will you? You and Marx are so rigid. You condemn anything that doesn't fit your theories. Ever heard of Heisenberg, the uncertainty principle? No? Or Schrodinger's cat? No? How a cat can be alive and dead at the same time? It's all relative, like Einstein said. Like us here, we're all dead, and yet we're alive at the same time. How can that be? I'll tell you how. It's all illusion. Nothing exists. Only art. Only metaphor.
It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
No, it's not, Mr. Shakespeare. I used to think so, but since I got up here from the shadows, I've changed my mind. Once we stop clinging to the notion of reality, the imagination can soar and there are no limits. There are more things in heaven and earth, Shakespeare, than are dreamt of in your philosophy.
Hey, that's my line.
And I thank you for it. And for all the wisdom and for the characters in your plays who don't exist and yet are more alive than any of us.
Bravo, bravo! Bravo,
that's
bravo.
Quite enough.
I don't trust the empty drum of applause and I never read reviews. Our revels have now ended. The curtain falls. The rest is silence.
I know that. I don't need you to tell me that. There's a word for it. We have a word for it. Yes, I remember. Cut. It's a wrap. Cut.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. 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 Mama put my gun in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking.